My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to Slash and Slay, a horror podcast. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. My name is Alyssa, and you are listening to Slash and Slay, the podcast for horror.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Thank you.
We're going to now make that our theme song.
Okay.
I loved it. Good job.
Thank you.
How many accents have we talked in since I've walked in this home?
24, probably. Probably.
And we're not particularly bubbly today.
We are not.
We're just accent-y.
We're just living life.
We're just living life. I listened to our episode today.
I did too, actually.
And it made me so uncomfortable.
Why?
Listening to myself say flashlight so many times. I was like,
yeah, I was like, wow, that's, I think, like, I probably should have marked that episode as not safe for children.
Oh, you marked it safe for children?
I think so, because I think traditionally our podcast is like safe for children or explicit. And not safe for children. It's like you can mark it as explicit.
Oh, okay.
I think I should go back and mark that one as explicit.
I'll just say I don't think my mother knows what a flashlight is, so.
I don't think mine would either.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of horror, subject change.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of horror, since this is a horror podcast.
That's why I was like, that's horrifying. Subject change, please. Do you have any slash and slays? Do you have any slash and slays?
Do you have any slash and slays? I really don't this week because, well, let's see. I watched a movie called Only. It has a girl I don't know. And then it had, why did I almost say Todrick Hall? Not Todrick Hall.
Can
not
you imagine?
Todrick Hall.
Him
at
in
all.
A horror movie?
It could have been incredible. It might be a slay.
No, I think so.
Who plays Aaron Burr?
Oh.
Why am I blanking on his name?
I almost said Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
You know Aaron Burr? Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. What is his name? Oh my gosh.
Not Brady, because that's the one that I saw in Chicago.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
Oh, Leslie Odom Jr.
Leslie Odom Jr. Thank you.
I'm so impressed that I did that.
That was amazing, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I watched this movie. It's about, there's like this big ash storm that comes, and
a big ash storm comes and
my voice just changed. I was like, big ash storm comes.
audiobook narrator things,
and the women start getting sick.
Only the women
start getting sick.
Sounds about right.
And they start dying off. And there's one woman, it's like him and his girlfriend, I think, are trying to survive through, like, he's trying to keep her alive, basically. And she's like, it's going back and forth between the beginning of it and, like, where they currently are. So they're currently out and about in the world.
Time jump.
We're just kind of learning through, like, why they're out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she just, like, dressed up as a guy because, even though she's very, like, very pretty. So, like, she even puts some makeup on her face. She does not look like, you don't look like a guy. And she's just going out, like, as if she's a guy. But I'm like, you don't look like a guy.
The ash can tell?
Huh?
The ash can tell?
I guess so.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not that. It's, like, for other, because there's, like, the men that are left.
Uh-huh.
There's almost like a bounty on women's heads because they're wanting to sell them to, like, for research purposes.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, it is now dangerous to be a woman.
Oh.
It's even more dangerous to be a woman.
I didn't even think of that. Because I just am dumb. Go around. You're not dumb. I don't lock my doors. I don't. No, I'm kidding. I do. I do. How interesting. Was that newish?
I mean,
it has to be. Cause
it has to be newish. I think it was, I want to say, it was after COVID, so I want to say 21 or 2 or 3.
Is COVID over?
No.
When did COVID end for you?
I don't know.
Mine's
probably the second time I got it.
Oh, yeah.
After the second time I got it, I was like, it's over.
If I get it again, I get it again.
if I get it again, it's...
I'm telling you, though, that when I got it, that was awful.
It was awful. The first time for me was horrible. The second time wasn't as bad. The first time for me was, like, a nightmare. Like, I thought I was dying.
I thought I had it. I was, like, 99% sure that I had it because I went to a wedding and the bride had COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were all together. Yeah. But then the maid of honor had strep. And so we all got strep, but not COVID, which is, I mean, I'd rather have strep than COVID. But strep is so painful.
It's so painful.
It is awful. I was out of work for a week because it's just so painful.
For my COVID, I had a really, really sore throat. Me but too. I think it lasted for like a day. And then it moved on to another symptom. Like,
but yeah, move through really quickly, which is interesting. Yeah. But yeah, whenever I had COVID, I was down. I'll just never forget, like, laying down in my room and I had like all the lights on and I did not have the energy to like get up and turn them off. Mm-hmm. And my mom was watching this documentary and it was like a Princess Diana documentary mm-hmm. or something. And there was no talking and it was just music. And it was like the eeriest dream music.
Yeah.
And I was like, just like in a fever dream.
Am I alive?
Right yes. now? And I was just like, what is happening right now? But anyway. Sidebar
about COVID, but that was the movie I watched, and it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. You wasn't heard bad.
It here. It was like slasher. It was just like a very indie, like okay. type.
But you have to film. Say slasher slay.
Slay. Slay it.
Slay, because they tried hard and did their best.
Yes, they tried hard. They did their best, and they
did something.
Did something.
You did something.
And it wasn't bad. So
okay.
Let's see books. I'm in the process of reading The Carol Haunt by Darcy Coates. Still.
The one you bought?
One I bought. I'm not very far into it. I like it. It's like I don't have the brain capacity to read so much.
Because you'd be reading. Now,
because I'd be reading and listening to audiobooks.
Yeah.
But I was my own voice. And so, but it was one scene in it. Like, I was, like, kind of freaked out a little. Because, it's, like, a ghost story. Uh-huh. But it's, like, a ghost of, like, a serial killer.
Oh.
So, it's, like, it's creepy. Interesting. So, I'm hoping that it gets scarier as the time goes on. And then I just ordered Dean Koontz's newest book. Bad Weather Friend. Ooh. And I'm really excited to read that. So.
Is it new? Like... Has it like, pre-order?
No, I think it came out though in March.
Oh, okay, so it's like, so we knew.
Yeah.
Do you keep up with all of his releases?
Not all of them.
Just that was this one sounded.
This one just yeah. I think it like came to me on the Barnes & Noble email. It's like, oh, new Dean Koontz book, and score. I was like, ooh. And then I read the synopsis and I was like, oh, this sounds like some of his earlier work that I really liked. So,
copped it. Nice.
Quapped it.
Nice.
I ordered it on Amazon, and my dad loves Dean Koontz too. Like, he actually introduced me to him. And I sent him a picture of me holding the book, and I was like, I got the book. And he was like, yeah, I saw that. Because we all, our whole family shared an Amazon account. And he's like, saw that. He's like, I thought maybe you were
sending it
send
to,
it to your poor father. Because he's like, out. Oh, like, and I was like, I really actually thought about it. I was like, I should send my dad a copy. But I was like, we always share books. So I was like, I'll finish it. And then when he comes, like, he'll take it. So, but I'm like, that would have been a nice little surprise for him.
But it would have been a surprise because he would have seen it on Amazon.
He might not have put two and two together. It was coming to him.
That's true.
Unless he like really looked into it.
Can you keep surprises?
Yeah, we just kind of like, because around Christmas time, we just don't. We agree just not to look. I don't know. I'm sure my mom probably looks. That's how she was always trying to figure out who has who mm-hmm. for Secret Santa. That's like her goal every year. So she might cheat and look.
I'm just really bad at keeping surprises.
Really?
Like, I mean, I'm good at doing it if I really put my mind to mm-hmm. it. But like today, I won like a little giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to get this t-shirt. And I was like, and that's going to be a surprise. And then... within seconds I was like, hey, somebody come listen to this. Like, I wanted to be like, cool, I won something, but I just couldn't do it.
So, yeah,
I gotta tell.
Gotta tell.
Any other movies? Any other
Mm-mm.
slashing and slaying going on.
Nothing else.
I did not watch any movies that are horror. Mm-hmm. I did watch The Big Lebowski.
Oh, I watched The Ghostbusters Ice
Age. You made it out there?
I actually went to the movies last Friday. It was really nice because there's no one at the theater. So I'm like, this could be our new time to go.
I think it was just because of the eclipse.
It could have been.
I'm telling you, I went to the mall on Saturday and I found parking in the front row. That's crazy. And I didn't have to wait more than one cycle per stop sign, stoplight. I don't know where everybody went.
Maybe they traveled.
That's what I'm like. Either, did they closer go to Dallas, like, or they go
closer to it so they could see it for longer?
I thought we had the longest. No, Waco, Austin was the longest, maybe.
I think so, yeah. Austin, Waco. Waco, I think it was like that.
Path.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Did you take your glasses off and look straight up at it?
A couple times.
I did too. Sorry, everybody.
I couldn't help it because
it was so cloudy.
It was so cloudy, so I couldn't always find it. So yeah, I had to kind of like,
I kept trying to go like,
look up and like, I wouldn't like stare at it for long.
No.
I had to keep telling Jared to not stare at it.
Jared, don't stare at the eclipse.
He just kept staring at it.
You'll be blind now.
It was an experience, honestly.
I mean, it's cool.
It was eerie, like, whenever it went all dark.
I liked that part. That was the part like, that I was like, this is cool.
And I'm
like,
covered.
And I was like, wow, so Twilight, so Eclipse, so yeah. Ella?
Ella Enchanted?
I was trying to say Bella and Edward.
Oh.
They should name their daughter Ella.
So Ella Enchanted, wow.
Ugh, they're so dumb.
Or Adela? Adela?
Oh, yeah. Adela. That's great. That one's good. Eduela?
Eduela? That's not bad.
Buela?
Abuelita?
Abuelita? Baby, you named my daughter after a Hispanic grandmother?
That would have been perfect.
But anyway, it was fun. I think it was very, very hyped.
It was very hyped. 4 minutes. It was very hyped.
And I could hardly see it because it was very cloudy.
It was very cloudy here. But it was cool. It was still very cool. It was cool to experience.
I liked being outside.
I really wonder what the people who were like, the world is ending.
Oh, yeah. This guy in front of me at work was literally like, if we look up too long, the lasers are going to come down on us. Oh, and I was like, oh, interesting. Oh. They're no,
brings out the crazies.
I know. They're no better. It's
like,
than,
they're like, oh, we're so much better than everyone. But it's like, no, you are the, or like, this, all this crazy stuff's gonna happen. I'm just gonna bring out all the crazies, just solar eclipse. It's like,
you are the crazy.
You are the crazy, that it brought out.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, you're right, but it's also you. So.
And they're the same people that are like, we're so advanced in this world, right, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're acting worse than, like,
yes,
the primitive creatures, exactly, because they actually had no reference. You, yeah, do. You have information, yes, at your fingertips. You just, exactly, choose to ignore it.
Exactly.
But anyway, aside from the eclipse, I have a slash and slay.
Okay.
I read Cackle. I always wanted to call it Crackle. Cackle by Rachel Harrison.
Yes.
Harrison?
Harrison. Mm-hmm.
Here are my thoughts.
Okay.
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 I loved it.
There's no way you didn't like it. I rated
it 5 stars, and I do not give out 5 stars lightly.
I knew you would love it. I really think you would love Such Sharp Teeth.
Oh, I bought it this morning.
Okay. Okay, good.
I bought it this morning.
And then I mean, Black Sheep is good too, so.
Uh-huh. And her new one, I'm so excited.
Yes, Vampires.
And
even The Return, her very first one, that one's good too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So. All of them are good.
And then I even read her short story collection, Bad Dolls.
Oh, I saw also that too. I didn't know what it was. Okay. So. Yeah. No, they were all, that whole story was just so good. I loved it.
It's just so different.
It's like so different, but I saw also being like, still nostalgic.
Right. I saw people being like, this isn't really horror. I'm like, it is, though. It is. It's just a different genre of horror.
It's like slice of life, like we, yes, love.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
like,
perfect to me. It's perfect for slash and slay. It's slash and slay coded.
Oh, it is slash and slay to a T. because it's literally like, oh, is this a second chance romance?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no, it's not. It's woman empowerment. Yeah. And like, yeah.
Exactly.
I sent it to my friends immediately after I finished it this morning. And I was like, this is what y'all need to read next. Because I imagined y'all in this book. And like, I've, you know, like when you have that best friend, you know, like. You know, there was elements of all of my friends in Sophie. And yeah. I'm like, that friend would tell me that. Like, you know, and it's like really telling of how, like, friends above, like, girls before boys, I guess. You know, like, I don't know. You're
sisters before misters.
I mean, you know, your friends are the people that will tell you the hard things. And so that's what's important. Sometimes.
And I like how you didn't always know.
And I was like, who's a witch?
Right.
Is anybody a witch in here?
And you didn't always know if she was like good or bad. Because it was like a moment where you were like, I haven't read it in a long time, so I don't remember their names.
So Sophie and Annie.
Annie is the witch. Mm-mm. No, Annie's the main girl. Sophie's the witch. Okay. There's a part where Sophie. Like, Annie runs out of the house. She's freaked out.
Yes.
Sophie is, like, chasing after her. Like, scary. And there's a part where you're, like, you are, like, do I root for Sophie? Do I, like, root for this friendship? Do I root for Annie? And it's just, like, this ambiguous, this gray, like, sort of area.
Yeah, and that's kind of how the whole book just is. Yeah. And I'm, like, oh. And Annie comes to this conclusion, too. Like, oh, Sophie's not evil. She just is not afraid of what others think. She's not afraid to be an advocate, and she's not afraid, like, she literally doesn't care what other people think, and she's not afraid to be quote unquote mean if that means getting what she thinks she deserves. You know? And she's always like very apologetic, and she was always very receptive of any feelings and thoughts that Annie might have had and wishes, and she just wanted, she was like such a good friend. Like, she made her clothes and like all the stuff, and she definitely gave me Nadine vibes. Like,
oh yeah.
She gave me Nadine's vibes with that. She gave me you vibes with the like just the way she kind of talked about things. I don't know, she gave me you vibes of like a really good listener, and then you'll just say something very wise and then keep going, and you're like, let's have some tea. You know, not that we've ever had tea together, but
had coffee together.
We have. And you give me tea a lot.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I loved it. I literally had a dream about it. I predicted the ending in my dream last night. And I woke up at like 4 a.m. And I was like, okay, I have another hour of sleep. I can sleep. But then I was like, what if I'm right? And I just grabbed my book and I read it until...
So you it
was
finished time, it.
Yeah, and I finished it this morning, and I was like, I knew that was gonna happen, and I was so happy that it turned out that
it was just like a book that I had to finish in like a weekend.
Yeah,
and I specifically remember I had gone to do my little writer's retreat that I try to do once a year, and I had taken it with me because I always like take a book too, and I'd taken it with me, and I remember being in the cabin. It was cold. So I was like in the cabin, it's cold.
That's so nice.
I was reading it. There's like a fake fire in the cabin.
Yeah.
And fun fact, that cabin is also where I spent my wedding night.
Oh.
And I like, it's weird.
Thinking about it now when you were by yourself?
Yeah. And like I have pictures and stuff there, like that I had taken like a video and stuff, and I'm like,
That's crazy.
That's interesting.
And who would have told, what if somebody had told you then? Like, hey, in 2 years.
Right. Like, you'll be here crazy. With your husband.
With your husband. That's crazy. I don't know.
Anyways, it just.
That's so witchy.
Good vibes. Good feelings.
That's kind of witchy.
Also, the solar eclipse on TikTok, it kept saying, if you started your period the day before the solar eclipse or the day after or the day of, you are a witch.
Are you a witch?
And I am, apparently.
Ooh.
Because it started the day before.
I'm only friends with witches.
Are you?
Yeah. All my friends are like, we're always like, oh, we're witches. Because we just know things that we
yeah,
things happen and coincidences. I think,
like, which, like, you know, the, I don't know how to explain it. Not like a cult. That's not how I really
view it. No, I don't either.
For me, it's like, it's like a, it's a vibe.
I think, like, Sophie, like, it's an aesthetic. She's not even, you know, I could take it as like her magic,
right,
is her power, like, mm-hmm, her being an independent person and, mm-hmm, demanding what she deserves, you know.
Yeah,
that's her magic.
That's good.
I'm so excited to read some more of her books, though.
Me too. I'm excited for you to read all of them, and then we can read So Thirsty together
when it comes out.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm really excited for that one. Vampire. I'm reading a vampire book right now. When I finished the Cackle, I started Vampires of El Norte.
Mm-hmm.
I never know the authors, but it's my library book, so I need to read it. But it's about, I think, takes place in, like, Mexico in 1800s, and there's vampires on the plains. Ooh. So I'm gonna read that, and then I'll get right on to Sharp Teeth. Such Sharp Teeth.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Woo! Slash and slay.
What's interesting about this episode is it's all you, baby.
It's all me. And my notes look very sad.
It's one note card.
It's one note card with three lines.
Oh, well, I do have something that could take up some time. I have a proposed little segment that we can do every week.
Okay, what is it?
It's where I talk about my most disturbing nightmare of the week. Because, you know, I have nightmares, yes, every night.
Mm-hmm. Emily's nightmare of the week.
Yeah, I had the most disturbing one last night.
Uh-huh.
But I, like, you know, I don't even find them disturbing anymore. I wake up and I'm like,
you're like, that happened.
I'm like, yeah, all right. Like, I don't wake up scared or anything. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But then, like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, haha, weird dream. And then I was like, that is actually sick. Like, what is wrong with me? Basically, I was part... Do we want to do this segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Emily's Nightmare of the Week.
That's me sleeping.
Oh, that's good. I like that whole thing.
Yeah. Keep it. The parts I can remember are, I was in Harmony and Understanding, again, the show choir.
Of course.
And
already a nightmare.
Yes. We were doing Britney Spears. Double nightmare, double whammy. Okay. I was playing Britney.
Okay. As you should.
I suppose. and then when I finished, all my friends were there, and they just were like, not it. Girl, you did not do good. And I was like,
you did not pull that off.
Oh, thank you. It's all right.
Oh, thank you.
And then for some reason we're undercover and in this labyrinth hotel, and I was following somebody who had something that I needed. It's very vague, but I just remember being like, I have to get this person.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all running, and I have a gun, and I shoot this person.
Oh my goodness.
In the back. And they turn around.
Oh, how dare you?
I know. They turn around, and with, like, the most sinister smile ever, like, from the smile poster.
You haven't even seen it.
Uh-uh. She says, I'm going to die anyway. And then she grabs a razor blade and slices open her arm, but egg yolk comes out.
My flappers are gassed right now.
And then I woke up, and I was like, la, la, la.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Should we also have to dissect your dream?
I went to therapy today, but I didn't tell her about the dream.
You should have.
Maybe she would have been like, I'll be right back. Give me 1 second.
She never comes back. It's her own office.
No, she would go get somebody to come take me away.
She just leaves.
She's gone. No, but it was kind of just like...
Egg yolks. Do you have a thing? Like, do egg yolks gross you out?
I guess they're not
runny eggs. Like,
yeah, I don't eat runny eggs.
Okay, well, maybe there's part of it.
Maybe I have a fear
because breakfast. You know, you were subconsciously thinking about breakfast.
Actually, was really hungry.
Well, and then you're like, I think you didn't want runny eggs.
Oh yeah. Like, never mind. You're not hungry.
Afraid that's what you're gonna get.
Isn't that disturbing?
That is disturbing. I just can't. I like it. Kind of grosses me out to think.
Sorry.
Egg yolks running away.
Do not gag.
I'm trying not to gag because I'm thinking about it a little bit too much right now.
It was kind of silly in the
moment,
in the nightmare.
Okay,
I'm like hee hee hee.
Because right now I'm just thinking.
It was not scary. It was just
I don't even mind egg yolks.
Well, you're welcome for that.
Thank you for that. No, I'm gonna have a nightmare tonight. Maybe I'll pick a
less disturbing one next week. Or do y'all want the disturbing ones?
No, we gotta have the disturbing ones. Okay. I'm not.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, it's literally what the segment's all about.
The most disturbing nightmare.
Nightmare of the week.
Now we're gonna have to start writing them down for real.
You for real do. You for real do.
For real.
So, Emily, today I'm gonna talk about something that I feel like you know what this is, because I feel like we've talked about it before. But I am going to tell you all about frogging.
Ribbit, ribbit.
What do you think frogging is?
Leapfrog. That's what I'm thinking of.
You literally just think it's...
frogging, maybe it's pulling down someone's pants and being like, frogged you. That's scary.
I think frogging is actually like, you like, take your knuckles and you like, do something with them.
Okay.
Like that. Like,
could you do
FR,
it to me?
FR, no, I would never do it to you.
Okay, okay.
FR, but no, wait, it's not, if, okay, I know what it is. Frogging, F-R-O-G-G-I-N-G, is taking your knuckles and, like, just, like, punching someone with just your knuckles.
That's nice. Don't do that, guys.
That's, but that's mean. Not, we're talking about P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G.
Frog.
Frogging.
So, P-H.
Pogging.
Pogging?
Pogging.
I don't know what this is.
Okay. Well, let me just start off with a story, okay? And we'll see if you can figure out what it is.
Okay.
From the story.
I'm scared.
So there's this girl. She moves to a new town. It's a really nice, quiet mountain town. She gets a new apartment. It's like it's an apartment on the second floor. And she's moves in. She's living.
Like, are you just she's... telling me Cackle? Because I just read it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, I'm not telling you the plot of Cackle.
Okay.
And she's living her life. The one of the first couple nights, she like hears like thumps and stuff. Like, but she's on the top floor, so she's like, "How could I?
Who's thumping?
What am I hearing? Why am I hearing thumps? Maybe it's an animal on the roof. Like, there is like a, like an attic,
okay,
kind of, not really a crawl, not like an attic, but you know, some apartments have little, yeah, not even one you can really access.
Yeah.
So maybe there's like animals up there. I don't know. So she like, you know, ignores it, lets it go. She's going throughout her life, really, in this new apartment, having just a grand old time. And she decides to get a dog. So she finds this little puppy and she gets this dog. And she works a lot, so she kind of like keeps the dog in the bathroom when she's gone. And she gets a call while she's at work, and it's like her landlords, and they're like, "Hey, you're the neighbors downstairs, their bathtub, or their, it's like leaking from your bathroom. Like, it's flooding their bathroom." And they're like, "We can't go into the bathroom because there's a dog in there. We don't want to go in there." So she comes home, and like, sure enough, her bathroom's like, bathtub's like overflowing. And when she goes in, her dog is also in the sink, just like sitting in the sink. Her dog's like a little puppy at the time, so there's really no way it could be in the sink. I mean, like, how did it get up there?
Yeah.
So she also starts kind of noticing, she goes to like get a soda, and she's like, "I swear there were 5 sodas, but now there's only 4, and I'm pretty sure that I didn't drink the soda." And then she goes to like make soup, and there's like a can of soup that she was specifically knew she was gonna make, and it's not there. She starts to feel like she's crazy a little bit. She'll like search her house. There's nothing. I mean, it's a small, it's not a very big apartment. It's like 1 bedroom, 1 bathroom. And She even starts, like, noticing her milk is, like, also going faster. So she puts, like, a mark on it to see. And sure enough, like, her milk's lower every time. Well, one day she goes to take a bath. She's in her bathtub. She gets in. She, like, kind of, like, darkens everything, lights candles. She wants to have a really relaxing bath. She looks up, and the crawl space door thing is gone. So she's looking up into just, like, a black hole. And it's always covered.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, someone is in the house.
Yeah.
And pretty sure they've been here
living
a while. And so she tries to stay calm. She's like, she doesn't want to. She's very smart, okay? Because she, instead of freaking out, she just, like, goes about like she normally would. She gets her phone. She knows, like, there's really no place this person could be hiding at this point, except for in her closet. So she can see the closet. She can see it's, like, partially open.
Mm-hmm.
She grabs, like, her robe. She grabs her phone. She grabs her dog. She gets out and calls her brother, and he ends up coming. She calls the police. They check the whole house, the whole apartment, everything. And there's no one there. But they do go to the crawl space, or the attic. And they find food wrappers. They find soda cans. They find dirty clothes and other things. A makeshift bed, other things like that. And she moves out of that apartment.
I would too.
Like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, this is a phenomenon called frogging.
I thought it was called squatting.
It's called frogging. It's secretly living in another person's home without their knowledge or permission. That's the definition. I think squatting is more when they go to vacant houses. This is when frogging is when someone actually also lives here.
Oh.
So
we had a frogger. I guess, I don't know. Our church had one.
Yeah.
But nobody lives at the church. Except for this guy did.
I wonder if that would be considered squatting because it's like a business.
Yeah. And nobody actually lives
there. No one actually lives there.
But it is actively used.
It could be considered frogging.
Okay.
How does that make you feel?
I'm scared because we always talk about somebody living in our attic.
Mm-hmm.
We're always like the fugitive is what we call him. But yeah. I guess we'll call him the frogger.
Yeah, he would be, I'm sure, and I bet Jared, if you're listening, because he's been listening to our podcast, and he'll, like, he'll bring stuff up and be like, oh, Emily said this. And I'm like, aww. She did?
he probably knows me better than I know him now.
He's like, oh, Emily said that's her favorite. And I was like, she did? I was like, oh. He's like, y'all really don't remember anything you said on your podcast.
Not at all.
So Jared, if you're listening, I'm sure you've heard an episode where I've probably even said the word frogging. And Emily is just not remembering.
That is very likely. Yes. Very possible.
But it's a real thing. And there's a whole show on Hulu.
Really?
Called Frogging.
That makes you want to scream.
And I watched all 10 episodes last night. No, I watched them this morning. But I watched like 6 episodes last night. And I was freaking. I texted you. So I was freaking myself out.
Oh my gosh. All 10 of them?
I watched, yeah, a lot.
Is it like people's stories of
how they
found out somebody was frogging in their home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was convinced somebody was living in my home because I had a trap door that was mm-hmm. boarded up in my closet.
I mean, it's possible. Did you ever hear noises?
It was an old house, so yeah.
It's possible. It's,
you know what?
It seems like more likely than you think.
Honestly, that it could have been there. I had five roommates, and mm-hmm. I was always like, someone's eating my food. Maybe it was a fisher.
Yeah.
A frogger.
A fisher.
A fisher.
A fisher. There was a story about some college guys who were living in this, like, big house, and there was, like, there was a basement that they didn't really ever go into, and there was a room in the basement that was locked, and they're like, one day they're like, why is this locked?
That's scary.
And they open it, and it's like, they get it open, and it's literally like a college room setup, kind of. And they also like meet this guy, and he's like, yeah, I'm the y'all's sixth roommate. And they're like, okay. So they talk to the realtor, and the realtor's like, no, there should not be a sixth roommate. And then the police were called, and it was like a whole story.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. But that counts.
It counts. It's frogging. Do you want to hear some more stories?
Yes.
Okay. These are the scariest ones that were on the frogging show to me.
Okay. I'm going to watch this show too.
You should. It's terrifying, but it's also interesting. I did like come downstairs and check, make sure all the doors were locked a million times. Mm-hmm. And there's really nowhere here that anyone could be frogging. Because the other day I said, someone had rung the doorbell at, like, in the middle of the night, or thought they had, then the light was left on, and it could have been me, but I swear I thought you I had turned it off.
I mean, they wouldn't really have anywhere to hide here, because there's no...
Yeah, the only place they could maybe hide is this closet over here. Under the stairs, there's, like, a whole back, like, all it goes under the stairs, that whole area right there is, like, open.
Oh.
We have stuff back there. But there's no way they could be getting in and out.
And how would they know? Because
there's,
like... Well, I guess if they lived here before or something.
Yeah, or something like that. We still keep getting mail from our previous
people. Maybe they're, like, thank you. Drop it off.
Just, like, slip it under the thing.
That's awful. Tell me a scary story.
Okay, scary story. I just need to take a deep breath.
Because you're so scared.
I'm so scared.
Quaking in your boots.
So there's this couple, again, moving to this like townhouse type thing. They're out one day. They come home and like the side gate's open, but they like don't really think much of it because it's like connected to everyone else's thing. And it can be left open sometimes. They go into their house and they notice that in the bedroom it's like ransacked.
Oh.
So there's like their clothes are everywhere, their jewelry's out, but they're like looking and nothing's missing. Like their credit cards are right there, their computers are right there, nothing's missing.
Okay.
Which is odd. So like, so did someone just come in and like vandalize? And then they start like noticing that there's like a whole bottle of lotion that's like empty. And also as they keep going, like it's everywhere, the lotion. It's like all over like light switches. It's all over.
Gosh.
The wife, she finds her like her shoes are all taken out of the closet and there's lotion like all over her shoes and stuff. Like someone was like trying them on. They call the police. The police come. They, you know, make a report. They search the house. Like, okay. And they leave. Then the woman, they're like trying to clean up. The wife is like going through her shoes and stuff. And she finds a pair of shoes that are not hers.
Oh.
They're like boots, like kind of shoes she might have, but they're not her. Like they're not, like, they're bigger size.
I'd be like, what are you doing? whose are these?
Yeah, right. You just think it's the husband.
Yeah, cheating. Immediately not anything having to do with the lotion or anything. Be like, whose are these?
Whose are these? Why are these here?
They're hideous.
So they're like, do we call the police again? Like,
yes, always yes.
That would be dumb to call the police again.
Yeah.
So they also have a cat that has asthma.
Aww.
It's really so sweet.
Sweet baby.
So sweet. So they're, you know, they're cleaning up. They're just sort of dumbfounded. And like, you know, that just a feeling of unease.
Yeah.
Which I can imagine. Like, just feeling like violated, yeah. You know? And then the husband starts hearing like a heavy breathing sound. And he's like, where's that coming from? And like, kind of, it's like closer to like when he gets to the floor. He's like, oh, it's okay. The cat, maybe the cat, like,
has asthma.
Our cat has asthma, so it could just be wheezing, having trouble breathing under the, like, it's under the bed. It goes under the bed a lot. So he is like lowering down to the floor, and then he looks over and he sees the cat at the door of the bedroom.
Oh! No.
And the wife first is like, I don't hear anything. You're crazy. And he's like, no, listen to this. And she's like, okay, she can hear it too. And it's coming from under the bed. So they rush out of there. They call police again. They're like standing outside waiting. And the police come. It's like the same people that came back. And they go in the door, and they see a woman, like a very tall woman, standing. And she, as soon as like they open the door, she's like runs and tries to like go hide in the closet.
Why is she so dumb? Number one.
Well, they get her out, they arrest her, you know, all that stuff, and she was just like a woman who. Down on her luck, I guess, and looking for some place to stay.
She's not very good at it.
Not very good. So they go back in, you know, still feeling pretty uneasy.
Yeah.
They're cleaning up. Husband, like, goes to look under the bed where she was and finds one of their kitchen knives under the bed.
Oh, my gosh.
And... I think they call the police again.
Oh my gosh.
And they end up looking under the mattress and stuff, and there are like stab marks from underneath.
Oh my gosh.
And they had been like, when they were coming, they had been sitting on the bed, like, you know, off and on while they were discussing and all that stuff. And so she's under the bed the whole time.
How did you not hear that?
Because she was quiet until she started wheezing. I don't know.
What?
So, they ended up getting a new bed.
Uh-huh. I want to get a new house.
They stayed in the house because they liked the house and they liked the neighborhood. They ended up, like, repainting their bedroom, like, just creating a whole new bedroom, getting a brand new bed and everything.
Oh, my gosh. And,
yeah.
That makes me sick.
Not terrifying.
I'm imagining the barbarian lady. Right. You said a tall lady. I was like...
I think she was probably just like my height, but
even scarier, <No, laughs>
even more terrifying.
If I saw you under my bed, I'd be like, girl, I saw your feet. I could see them poking out.
I could see your feet poking out.
That's absolutely horrific.
Horrific.
So does that mean that, so who is fishing? Why do I keep calling it fishing?
Frogging.
She's in barbarian.
Oh. Who's frogging in barbarian? Well, it depends who you ask.
Exactly.
I don't think the tall mama is frogging. I almost said fishing. Thanks.
Sorry.
Because it's her home. Like, she knows.
But is she
home.
Frogging on her dad's house?
No, because I think he knows she's there.
Oh. Okay.
I think technically, I mean, she might be frogging, but. It's like an unknown frogging.
Mm-hmm.
I think that technically the creepy old dad man is frogging because the property doesn't belong to him anymore.
And so his daughters.
Huh?
It's the daughters. The barbarian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is that.
I'm terrified now.
Terrified of the frog.
Should I watch the show?
You should.
I'm
going to tell you one more story.
Okay, tell me one more story.
Okay. Which one should I tell you?
I don't see how they could get scarier than that.
This one's just like, it's just weird. And the lady was kind of stupid.
Oh.
In my opinion. Well, not stupid. She wasn't very like thorough, in my opinion. So, this woman lives in this house with her daughter. And she one day starts getting like phone calls.
Haven't we read this one?
I don't know.
Yeah, she gets phone calls and then she calls the police and eventually there's somebody living in her house, right?
We might have read this one, but this is like a little bit more
in depth.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I won't disrupt.
No, that's all right. So she gets phone calls. She's gets phone, a phone call every night and a phone call every morning where if she, when she answers, there's no one there or they, it's just quiet, you know? Mm-hmm. So she just hangs up. And, you know, usually she's gone for work in the morning when they call, but they still call. And she starts noticing that they're calling. This is like in like 2005, by the way.
Okay.
They're calling every single night and morning at 10:04. Always. 10:04, 10:04, 10:04. Eventually she gets sick of it. And she answers it one night at 10:04. And she just has an air horn and she just blares it into the phone.
Sly.
And she keeps blaring.
You think she bought it for that purpose?
Yes, I think she did.
Okay, good for her.
I think she says even, she's like, I went out to the store and I bought was going to take care of it.
Okay, Sly.
So, and then the phone calls stop. They didn't like that so much.
Okay. And I then wouldn't either.
One day, I wouldn't either. I was calling someone every day at 10:04. So then one day she comes home and she sees her fruit that she has is like in a line on the counter.
Okay.
And she's like.
OCD Frogger.
Right. She's like, that's weird. Then it's like there's like she'll come home from work and there's mustard on the toilet, like on the. A jar of mustard on the back of the toilet seat. There's
just stuff in weird
just
places.
Just stuff in random places okay. that it shouldn't be. And then there's one morning where she wakes up and she can't find her coffee pot anywhere.
Oh my god.
And she knows like she.
How do you lose a coffee pot?
How do you lose a coffee pot? It's the same place every single day. She does eventually find it's just, like, sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Food is missing and stuff like okay. that. It takes a really long time, or it makes it seem like it takes a really long time to actually call the police. Because she's like, they're not going to believe me. Like, she does eventually call them about the coffee pot. She's like, hey, listen, I know this is going to sound crazy, but... like my coffee pot was on my couch. Like,
yeah.
And I get it. Like, it does sound like, you're like, but she's like, they wouldn't see the bigger picture. They wouldn't see all these things
like
combined.
One thing, yeah.
Like, is
it had to be something drastic.
Yes. So eventually she, it's just stuff like that happening all the time. Like little things like that. But to me, it would not be little. That's like not little when it's happening that often.
Yeah, like if
and
you're
like random, like I know I didn't put a jar of mustard like on the back of my toilet seat.
If you know you locked the door and turned off the light.
Yeah. Hey. That's different because
it's me.
Because it's me. No, but like for real, if
no, it is different when it's like, actual
I don't know,
objects.
Like, looking at something that I have, like if I know, well, even that, like if this thing here, this is like a lap computer, it's been here for well. 2 weeks
and if it was
moved. Like if I found it somewhere else, you know,
or
that I may be
pot.
Like maybe I put it somewhere different, but like to me mustard, a jar of mustard on the back of the toilet seat, or like my fruit like lined up, or like my coffee pot on my couch, those are very like I did not do that.
Out of the ordinary. Yeah.
You know, but the police don't believe her. Though one day she's like at the community pool and she starts seeing this like this car like and this guy in sunglasses, like, kind of like just in the distance, like watching. Not necessarily her, he's just like there, but she starts noticing him like every day. Mm. The same time she's there. And then one day she sees him outside her house. And it's like during the day, so he doesn't have sunglasses. Or it's like during the, I don't know, something like, he doesn't have sunglasses on, so she can actually kind of see. And it's someone she recognizes. It's someone that she casually dated. Oh. And she starts to put two and two together that his birthday is October 4th. Uh-huh. And he would call 10:04.
That's some Taylor Swift.
It kind of is. Kind of a
slay. It's kind of giving Taylor. It's
kind of stalker slay.
It's kind of stalker slay Taylor.
So, but the police really can't, they don't, can't do anything because he's, yeah, like,
there's no proof.
There's no proof. And he's also hasn't done anything, you know? And that's the scariest thing about stalking is that until they physically try to harm you,
you can't do
anything. They can't do anything about it.
Same with Amber Alerts.
Yeah.
Somebody has to have witnessed them being taken. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's really scary. So she eventually moves, like, yeah, far away, back to her hometown, I think. And she's, like, going about her life trying to
forget this ordeal.
Oh, one thing she did say is in the old house, she finds, before she moves, she says she opened up, like, an old vent that, like, actually didn't work. And she found a baby monitor in there. But in the show, she's like, I don't really think much of it. I'm like, girl.
You didn't think much of a
random baby monitor in your vent.
And you don't have a baby. Like, your daughter's not a baby.
I was like, girl, okay.
You not think at all?
Anyways, she moves away. Some time passes, and then one day she sees him. She sees a truck, and she sees him in the truck, and he's there, and he had been there the whole time. He just, like, smiles at her. Oh. Like, that's so scary. So eventually, she says she gets a job as an over-the-road trucker, and she's like, try following me now, bitch. Literally like, try following me now. I'm gonna be going everywhere.
How does he not have anything else better to do?
I don't understand. I have
so many things to do.
Right?
All the time.
I guess that's what he makes his life. That's what someone who's, like, stalking, they make that their thing to do, is to stalk someone. Can you
major in stalking?
Would you?
No.
If you could? Okay. Good. Who would you stalk?
If I could?
Me.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Who's she hanging out with? That's not
literally no one.
I'd be like looking and be like, what's she eating for breakfast?
Literally nothing.
And then we need to fix that.
What?
You need to fix that.
I hate breakfast.
What?
I hate breakfast.
Breakfast is my favorite. I hate dinner.
I hate breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I know you do.
I don't. I'll never eat again if I had a choice.
Me too, but
just because it's like
mine's for different reasons.
Yeah, well, mine's like a mental thing.
Yeah,
it's just kind of a mental thing too.
I think it is. Anyway, therapy.
Anyways, therapy queens.
I literally told my therapist today. I was like, I just wish I never had to think about it ever again.
What, food?
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's true.
It's true. That's how I feel too.
Well.
Anyways, so good.
I'm gonna eat Chipotle soon. So.
I was craving Chipotle.
Really?
The Chipotle quesadillas, because they have them in these, like, just because they have them in these little the boxes. Things? Yeah. Oh, get a kid's one, and then they give you, like, the queso in there, and, like.
I'm meeting my friend Heather. You can come meet her and get your quesadilla.
Okay.
And be like, here's my quesadilla, girl.
I got my quesadilla.
Here's my quesadilla.
Anyways, back to frogging.
Anyway, back to frogging.
So where would
you frog?
Where would I frog? Probably like a mansion.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, why are they aiming so low?
Yeah.
You got to aim big, baby. Because also they wouldn't notice things missing. Like,
right.
If I run out of something, I'm like, who ate that?
Yeah.
Who ate my last blah, 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 mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
I notice. My grocery budget is only so much.
Right. And you got it. So you really got to go. Like, why are you frogging in an apartment where they will clearly notice little things missing?
Because most people living in apartments and townhomes don't have that much to begin with.
Right.
Because they have to be conservative. And they're going to want
their sodas. Like,
we want our sodies. Do you know how expensive sodas are?
Give us our sodas. Don't take them. But steal from the rich, obviously.
Steal from the rich. You can squat at the rich.
Frog.
You can squat.
I mean, you could squat there too.
Because they're rarely there because they're doing important business. No, I'm like saying golfing.
Because you probably won't need to go like make a makeshift bathroom or something.
Oh, yeah.
So you can squat.
Yeah, you probably don't even have to like wait for them to finish or leave the house.
You could just live in one wing of the house. Yeah. And just y'all kind dumb. Of like be y'all quiet.
Y'all stupid. I'd frog on one of my sisters and see how long it took them to notice.
Oh, that's smart.
It'd probably take a long time.
Yeah. I would be afraid of scaring someone. Then they'd shoot me.
What? Don't go. Why are there guns?
Well, like, who are you going? I'm just saying, like, you like said a your rando? Sister. No, oh, my I was just like.
Don't have guns.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I was thinking, like, if I would just do that to my sister, I would get shot.
She by got her gun? Husband. Oh. Well.
If I was to do that to my mom would shoot me.
Okay, if it was your mom.
If you do it here, you get shot.
You have a gun?
I don't, but...
There's a gun in this house?
There are several.
Oh my gosh. Cut it.
They're legal.
Not safe for...
They're legal guns.
Not safe for kids.
Not safe.
But they would realize it's me.
When?
Quick enough.
What if they don't?
What if I'm like, face to face? And they're like...
You're making that face.
Yeah, and you're like...
What if they, like, quick. Shoot into the closet? Like, you're hiding in the closet, and they're just, like, blindly shooting the closet.
I'd be like, why are you so dumb?
Why would you do that?
What if there was nobody here, and now you have to repair your door?
Better safe than sorry.
Why are you so trigger happy?
Better safe than sorry. Better trigger than...
You know what? With the safe than sorry, I'm dead. I can't be sorry. I'm just dead.
That's true. That's a very good point.
Quote... Scribe.
Quote it, put it on a t-shirt.
Write it down, scribe.
Put it on a t-shirt. I'm dead. I can't be sorry.
So should I come up
better
with something?
Better safe than sorry. I'm dead. I can't be sorry. Perfect.
Should I come up with something for you next week?
Maybe.
But you know everything. You're so well-versed.
I know. I'm so smart. I know. Like literally everything ever on the planet.
I think we should do another one of our documentary. Or not documentary, but like true story.
Yes. Compared to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We should.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys like that? If we did that.
I'm waiting for them to reply.
Guys, hello? Is anyone there? Is anyone listening? Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so they said yes.
Oh, it's a frogger. What if, like, we said hello, and then someone was like, hello?
Then I'd be like, you're dumb.
You're dumb. You lost.
You lost.
I have a gun. Somewhere.
I have.
It's hidden, and I don't know how to use it.
I will scream and bite you.
Honestly, any of these things I have here could be a weapon. That vacuum? Me. The little vacuum? I could use you as a weapon.
Stick that up somebody. Bend over.
Bend over.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen here. I hope it doesn't happen at my house. I
hope it never doesn't happen to anyone listening.
I hope it never happens to anybody ever again. Get your own house.
Get your own house. Get your own life. Get your own food.
If you need a shelter.
Get your own... Blanket. That would happen. Blankets would go missing.
Do you think... I wonder if people, like... Well, they are cold, so they'll need a little blankie.
Okay. Well, you can take
you
a blanket.
A blankie, but not my nice one that I like. I wonder if people did it out of compulsion, like they wanted to. Like, out of a sick desire. Or out of necessity,
honestly,
mostly.
I think most of it is out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, either feeling scared, feeling... Like, they want someplace to warm to be. Like, a lot of the time, that was what these people's deals were.
Yeah.
Not always. Not always. There's some where it's a little bit more nefarious. Like, the stalker.
Yeah.
But.
Whatever.
Still terrifying. I'm terrifying scared. To think that someone could be just, like, watching you.
I'm watching you right now.
I'm terrified.
Boo. If you found out I was frogging here... Would you leave me little plates of breakfast? And
I would.
And I pretend not to know me?
Yes, I pretend like I don't know you're here.
Turning your back and be like, and you hear me like pitter patter and get my little food.
I'm like,
where did that food go?
I wonder what that noise was. And like
I'm basically a little rat in this scenario. I just hear,
like, Jared, there's no more.
Did you just eat all the boiled eggs?
There's no more coffee. There's no more tea. Where did all of our tea bags go?
That's me, little rat.
Oh, it's too hot.
I mean, that's. Ouch. Next time, make it less hot. Giving you notes.
Okay. You just leave me notes. Next time, make it. Make it out of, like, massive
pieces. I would just not be able to keep my mouth shut. I'd be like, y'all's house is disgusting.
You would. You know,
like, not here. I just meant, like, if I was a frogger somewhere. I'd be like, gross.
Or, like, that argument that they get into.
Yeah, you're like, girl, I can solve this. Girl.
I can help you solve this. I know who said what.
Oh, no. That's a lie. He's lying.
He's gaslighting you right now.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Just go in to help women.
I'm like nanny. I'm like super nanny, but they don't know.
Ooh.
Super
Frogger nanny.
Fantastic Frogger.
Fantastic nanny Frogger.
But not anything with kids.
No. Fantastic. The Fantastic Frogger. Mm. But spelled PH. Fantastic. PH Frogger.
And because I'm a phantom.
Fantomastic Frogger.
I don't think we're going to sell that solved. TV show.
No, we will.
Okay.
One day.
Well.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you learned something.
Check
if you
your
didn't
attics,
already know.
Check your closets.
Check your attics, your closets, your crawl spaces, your...
I can't mark my milk because I have carton.
Mark your milk. You can... Oh, no. You're right.
Weigh
mark
it?
Your milk if you can. Count your sodas. Count your soups. Count your blessings. That was good.
quote.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I love that.
It's my favorite quote I've ever said.
I'm going to need to re-listen to that soon.
We will next week.
Let us know your favorite quote of this episode. Was it, there's guns in here, or whatever she just said?
Whatever Emily said earlier.
Whatever I said earlier.
Just let us know. And follow us on Instagram at /enslavedpod, on TikTok at /enslavedpod. We also still have a shop if anyone wants any merch.
We'll put that on a t-shirt.
We will. If you guys want us, we'll put whatever you want on a t-shirt.
Anything, literally.
Literally anything. Except for nothing really rude.
No, nothing really rude. Nor.
Nor.
We hope you had a good eclipse day. We hope you have a wonderful week. And... see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
I need to start putting music at the end.
Oh, yeah.